Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled because today we have with us Dr. Amen Kopra. Dr. Amen is a highly educated medical professional schooled in both Western and Asian medicine. She is emerging as an inspirational and motivational teacher, author, and speaker. She's a skilled medical researcher and highly trained and influential physician. Her lifelong passion has been healing humanity through restoring the life force of people, plants, and by extension, the planet. For more than 20 years, Dr. Kopra has been involved in global health initiatives. And we are so thrilled to have you here and to hear a little bit about your latest book. Thank you so much for joining us, Amen.
Thank you so much, Vicki. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Well, tell us a little bit, for those that don't know you yet, how you came to your passion and purpose in life, because you're doing amazing things all over the globe in both traditional and non-traditional medicine. So tell us a little bit about how you came to that.
So when you talk about passion and purpose in life, those are very important and complex. And I will refer to the rules or the science of 80-20. So when you hear about 80-20, many people think many way. Like in business, there's a rule of 80-20, like 80 of the effects come from 20% of cost. And a certain rule, 80-20, talk about should eat the raw food, plant-based, 80% and 20% of cooked food. So there are many rules on that. On one of the signs or the rules that we discover in the past 25 years, 80% is the choice of lifestyle, environment. 20% is the gene. So when you ask me that, how did I come to what this passion and purpose in life, I would answer that 20% is my gene. And 80% is my environment and how I grow up and what it makes me to be here today. So that's the concept.
Oh, so interesting. So you feel that 20%, you were genetically predisposed to basically be doing the great work that you're doing.
That's right. The science and has proven that in the past 25%, how overall health, physical health, mental health, spiritual health, or what makes us to be us today is 20% is genetics. Makeup that you have, but 80% what we acquire from environments. For example, the identical twins that grow are from the same parents, same eggs, same sperm. When they divide, when they grow up, if you put them in different environments, they could grow up differently. So I prefer that 20% is genetic makeup that made me to be here today as I am, but 80% is our choice of life. How we choose to live, what food we put in the body, what subjects we want to learn, we study, who we hang out with, who is our mentor, what subject we study, what school we go to on that. So it is our choice that we create life and purpose and any surrounding, what we surround us with. Another thing that I think that is going to be within this 80% is self-actualization or self-realization or self-driven, or how do you say, but it's just what we acquire throughout the years from the very young age. Wow. Did I answer that?
Yes, you did. And it's so beautiful because that's very empowering to think that we actually have control of 80% of our being and our purpose and where we go in life. That's a huge percent that we really have some definition about and some impact on.
That's right. Yeah. The passion, the purpose, who we are today is those 80% that we make decision every day. Since we just open our eyes, take the first breath. So we either absorb it, input it from a person, for the object, for the environmental. But it's more us. Yeah, it's more us. And it's accumulative effect. And a lot of thing is that personal inner work is very important because the personal inner work and work through a lot of, I hang out a lot of people who have a lot of wisdom. I search for people who are wiser that I can learn, looking for masters, teacher who I can learn from and look at who I want to be when I was very young age. So when it's become my passion, it just come from this accumulative experience. And I always think that my teacup, like I always have a half of the teacup, my teacup, like never full, always learning something, happy learning a new thing.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And now you are teaching others all over the world, and you also have a wonderful book, and you're developing another book that's going to come out the beginning of next year, Cracking Your Genetic Code. I know you're really busy. You must have a super busy schedule. So what made you decide to start writing?
I started writing since I was in primary or middle school, when I was in teen. Okay. When I was in teen, I always write journal. And I always have my pens and paper on traditional way to write. And those writing, when I was very young age, is a way of express myself, communicate through my inner self. And as a teenager, sometimes teen not communicate with others. They just always communicate with self. So the writing is a way to express my thoughts, my emotions, and my hope, my feelings, tell the story or my wish. So from that very young age, I remember that I watched a lot of movies. In the old days, it's not like movies that we see here. It's more like a puppet or outdoor performance, like a stage show. So it's a lot of movies and a lot of stories talk about people, talk about love story, talk about how people live and people happy or unhappy, they're sick or they're successful. The story that draw attention to people is story that have emotion, either love, either hate, and all this drama. So from then, anytime I watch a story that create sadness, and I will come back and say, how can I do something that not people become sad? That's in very young age. I just don't like people to become sad. I like people to become happy. So on my journal, I rewrite it. Like when I watch a story or movie, I will rewrite it to always make a happy ending of that. And I just keep that journal. So that's it, how I started. And I think that subconsciously, that 20% that I pre-programmed, it could be a message that I am a pre-programmed to be an influencer, a writer, a motivator, someone that want to shift or want to change life or other people's life to be more happy, more healthy. I think it's embedded since very young age.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful that you can trace it back to being so young. And also it's wonderful that you have such a high regard for journaling, because I think journaling is a wonderful way to start writing just, you know, very naturally, and then have that move into other endeavors such as a book.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, wonderful. So what do you find inspires you to write? I know you started at a very young age with journaling, but what really sparks your creativity and your desire to write and share with others?
Nature is one of my most inspiration. So nature, the moon, the moonshine, the sunrise, the plants, the season, the rain. The nature is one of my inspirations because I found that when I am in the nature, I feel serene. When in the nature, I feel at peace. I feel I'm connected. So that is one of the most inspiration, and I have experienced that I always feel good. And when I see people around me that either they're happy or they're not happy, so that inspired me to feel that how can I share the feeling I always feel good to other people. I think that could be the inspiration unconsciously that I inherit. But throughout the years that I grow up, acquire all this knowledge, seeing a lot of people happy and suffer, healthy and on edge. See a lot of people born every day. I give birth to, well, not that I give birth, I deliver babies, probably thousands of babies. And I've seen people die every week. So people come and go. So those with the knowledge that life is impermanent and things come and go, and how we can impact or empower people to live life mindfully and to let them know that they have choice to create their life for who they want to be.
That is so beautiful, really, really beautiful. And so what difficulties or challenges have you faced in your writing?
Talk about difficulty. So I'm just going to refer to 80-20% again. 20% is my genetics. And 80% is my environment, culture, what surrounds me. I was born in Bangkok, Thailand. My mother Chinese, my father Thai. So I born in the family that have two cultures, two languages. Chinese language and Thai language, Chinese culture and Thai culture. And when I finished my first career as a nurse, I was working with United Nations. And I speak at that time in the camp. I was working in a refugees camp. We speak about five languages there. English is one of them. So when we get back to what challenge is that English is not my native language. I acquire from that 80%. And even Thai is, language is not genetic, or it could be genetics, but I was born in a different language. So when it come back to challenge, the language is the way that people communicate. The language is influenced by culture. So the challenge is that when I express a message to a different group of people in different language, I just need to learn that what do they understand or know about that, or what is that culture, so I can adapt, I can communicate for them to understand. So I think that is the challenge. It's not a negative. It's interesting just to observe that how the language is influenced a lot of behavior, thought and emotion and culture and life.
Yeah, that is so important. I mean, even if you're speaking in your native language, being sure that you have the responsibility for people to understand what you are saying and saying it in a way where they understand it is important, even if it's your first language and they're speaking the same language. That still can be challenging. And so speaking with another language being your first language, I can understand how that would be doubly challenging. But as you say, doubly interesting, too.
Right. And another point is that language is just like epigenetics. I'm not sure that this word is, it's not new, but the science has just have a lot more research since the Human Genome Project. So epigenetics is not new, and I will refer to epigenetics of language. So epigenetics is most people understand about genes, like what we make up the genes, the blueprints of life, or the course of life, or the instruction, what make us who we are in the physical, in the biological and physical, that's a gene, that's genetics. But when we put epi, E-P-I, epi in front of the gene, epi is mean above, beyond. So the science discover that gene is the blueprint that we born with, and that 80% that we have that we exposed to is control our genes, tell gene what to do. So to tell our gene to, in the medical term, it's called express or not express, or is the activate or inactivate, or to function or not to function. Okay. So this switch on the gene to tell our gene to work or not to work, to function or not to function. And when we talk about those, that's why when we talk about epigenetics of language, so the language is changing all the time because language is like a language evolution. I left Thailand 30 years ago. And when I went back there, people start to speak Thai in a new language, the new words, new term. Even in English itself, language is changing all the time. So language is just a life like our cell. The same thing, epigenetics is the control on how gene expression. So there's epigenetics of language. So I think that just occurred to me that it just comes into conversation when we talk about language.
So interesting, really interesting. So cracking your genetic code really describes some of this, right? Your new book.
Yes, and in the cracking genetic code, we are emphasizing, we are focusing on understanding of how genes work, how epigenetics work, and how do we work on them, or how we work on, or how we can use them to create healthy DNA. Or healthy us, or happy us. So we learn, we understand them, and we create them because we influence them. Because this is, because it's affected by environment. So if we know that we are affected by environment, our genes affect by environment, and how do we create environment that can make our genes very healthy so we can express very healthy personality, physically, mentally, psychologically, and spiritually. And from the book, it's going to make the science, the language, to be very simple language to get people to understand. And it's going to be a practical that talk about what do we mean by lifestyle choices. For example, the food that we eat, air that we breathe, what we put into skin or absorb to the skin, our thoughts, our emotions, our physical movement, how sleep, like what quality of sleep that we have, the self-care when we have in the daily life, if we have some certain issue about health, do we understand and how to care ourselves? And the other component is the social and the community, because that's another major influence of our epigenetic change or our gene expression. So those components, the food, the movement, the mind, the physical, the disorder lifestyle that you mentioned.
Oh, that is, again, so powerful, really powerful. So what kind of impact would you like to have your book have on the reader? What would you like the reader to be able to take away from reading your book?
Since I have made the study of epigenetics my life work, so my intention and hope that epigenetics is so new and exciting science, and I hope that my book will encourage the audience to be aware of the choice that they make that will impact and improve their health, improve their well-being, and improve their consciousness, their happiness. So that's just my simple message that I hope that my book can have a positive effect on human life.
What a beautiful message and what a beautiful contribution that you're making. It's just really wonderful. So, Ayman, is there a way that people can connect with you? I know you're doing work all over the world, but do you have a website where they can go if they'd like to get more information?
Yes, I have one website right now that have a lot of information. It's www.irwp.com. But the upcoming website is going to have more specific information about the book and about the epigenetics and about cracking your genetic code book. It's going to be www.coperamd.com.
That's www.coperamd.com, right?
CoperaMD, like medical doctor, MD.com.
Okay, perfect. Ayman, thank you so much for being with us today. It's just been such a pleasure to spend time with you, and I know everyone has learned so much from all of the wonderful wisdom that you've shared.
Thank you so much, Vicky. Thank you to be here, and hope to see you again soon.
Yes. And for all of you out there who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.